Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. And you've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. Thank you for your continuing support. I greatly appreciate it because support really doesn't come so common these days. But I appreciate you for continuing to listen and support me. Make sure you guys like, share, comment, and subscribe so we can get our listeners up. So today, I have been contemplating on what to really talk about because I really want to talk about like ways of not getting distracted, what distracts us, you know, something of that nature. And then I also wanted to talk about like our mindsets, and continuing to level up like it's nobody's business. So maybe we'll just go with the flow and see really how it all comes out. And yeah. Okay, sorry. Had to go make some tea because I'm starting to feel nasally. I don't know if I'm getting sick or if I'm just cold. Who knows? I guess I'll really figure it out once I go back and listen and edit today's episode. So like I said before, well, I don't even know if I said it before. It's 3 a.m. I'm in Rapid City and I am working. I'm on my overnight, but whatever. It's early. It's go home day. I'm excited. I get to see my baby and then I'm off the remaining of the month. I have so much progress and leveling up I have to do. So I'm super excited for this off time, the spare time that I can spend with my infant and get things done because that's the season we're in right now. We're in the season of getting things done. And that's extremely important because I know a lot of people are going through some things right now. And they're like, oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? It's easy to say, just do it. But of course, we all know it's not that easy. So how do we get into the mindset of just getting things done? Just do it. How do we do that? Think about your mindset. Well, your mindset is the first thing you need to be thinking about. You attract what you think. I swear, once you establish yourself as independent, business-minded, positive, whatever you want to establish yourself as, once you establish yourself of what you are, of what you want to be, speaking it into existence, people like you will come your way out of nowhere. And that's just the universe reminding you that when you see something beautiful in yourself, others can see it and they admire it as well. And a lot of people really don't believe in energies and things like that, but I do because energy is everything. You feel the energy once you come into the room. I like to be around like-minded people, positive energy, positive vibes. I want to get titles. I want to be a CEO. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to get things done. I like to be around those kind of people because that's how I see myself. That's how I see future me. Yeah, okay. I don't run a whole store now, but maybe I will in the future. I would like to in the future. Maybe I'm not a millionaire today, but I could be sooner than you think. So I want to be around those people with like mindsets that, you know, want to do the same things that I want to do. Because when you are around people that don't have like minds, you get distracted. You get off of your path. You start looking at their path. You start paying attention to them. You start helping them. I mean, and it's okay to help your friends. It's okay to help your family. It's okay to help other people. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need to focus. You need to focus on you. You need to focus on leveling up for yourself because at the end of the day, nobody has your back like you have your back. And that's important because we're in 2019. Realize we are in 2019. Good things just come and go nowadays, so you need to be prepared, you need to be focused and open to what is coming your way. And I feel like the best opportunities come your way when you're focused. So let's focus, everybody. Let's focus, or at least try to focus. That's what I'm trying to do. So I really wanted to get into distraction today, but I'm reading this book called Indistractable, And I'm not really going to talk too much about it until I finish it because it is so good. And I do recommend it even though I'm not even halfway through yet. But I promise you, within the next 2 to 3 episodes, I'm going to be finished with this book. And I'm going to talk so good about it because it's good already. And like I said, it's called Indistractable. It's by Nir Eyal, E-Y-A-L. I'll put it in the description of today's episode. But it's so good. It's a new read for me, and I love it. Of course, it's a self-help book because, you know, those are the type of books that I read. If you are interested, like I said, it's going to be in the description of today's episode. It's good. I'm telling you. Jeez, I was kind of cut off. Anyway, so yes, Indistractable, it's basically a self-help book. Once I complete the book, I'll talk more about it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, and I don't want anybody to spoil it for me. So, in the meantime, if you guys could comment or message me, or maybe email me, about ways that you stop yourself from getting distracted. And, you know, we get distracted by people, places, things, whatever. So, tell me some things or ways that you guys keep yourself from getting distracted. I think this will be a fun little idea that I can go ahead and put in my episode when I do it. Because I want to start doing some sort of audience interaction. So you'll start seeing a lot more of that, by the way. Side note, make sure you guys do check out my merchandise. I do have t-shirts and dad hats available on my website, and the website is going to be available for you in the description of this episode as well as, and also my, social media content. Check that out. I appreciate it. Or whatever. I appreciate it. So moving forward, I do hope you guys have a wonderful week. Keep a positive mindset. I know all of my episodes are so short, but I feel like I like to just get the message out, give it quick and easy, tell it like it is, say what I'm doing so you guys can go about your day and just have something to think about, you know? So this week, make sure you breathe. Breathe. Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and realize everything will be okay. Breathe, keep a clear mind, a positive mindset, as always, because we don't need distractions. And breathe. It'll be okay. It sounds easier said than done, but we don't need to have anxiety attacks. We don't need to have burdens and pressure built up. So just breathe, remember to breathe, and everything will be okay. Breathe and smile. That's usually how I've been getting through my day, and it helps me wonders. And it definitely takes a load off for me. So I advise you guys to do the same. Also, oh, that's actually a pretty good idea. What do you do to get through your day when it's getting rough and it's just like pressuring? You can comment and message me about that too. What do you do to get through your day? Do you just breathe? Do you tell yourself a scripture? Do you recite a poem? Do you use a word? Do you count from 10? How do you guys unwind quickly and swiftly without, you know, exploding on people? I want to know. I really want to know. So yeah, make sure you comment that, message that, so I can put that in the interactions as well. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I know I didn't really portray too much of a message today, but like I said, I'm saving the good stuff. I'm saving the meaty stuff for when I finish this book because it is so good. But yeah, and I'm recommending it to you. So like I said, sorry, I don't really have too much of a message today, but I hope you did enjoy the slight episode, and I hope your week goes by well. Breathe, stay positive, and keep a clear mind. Stay around like-minded people, and do your best. Stay positive. Talk to you guys next week.